Essay, Almost as Nice, by Tony Laszlo. It's almost as nice as what we have in New York City. A first-time visitor to Tokyo used these words to convey how impressed she was with the new Omotesando Hills complex. Though obviously meant as a compliment, the comment struck me as rather condescending. It's also quite likely inaccurate as well. World-renowned architect Tadao Ando built Omotesando Hills so that its floors are at an inclination that perfectly matches that of Omotesando, the boulevard it runs along. Granted, going up and down slopes like that may not be the most convenient or comfortable way to shop for everyone. But if I understand the architect's message correctly, I think he's right. When possible, buildings should adjust to fit the natural environment in which they are built, rather than the other way around. So as not to become a hated obstruction for those who live in the neighborhood, the complex was built essentially as a three-story building. The other three of its total of six floors are located underground. Such a structure would normally be stuffy and gloomy, but not this one. The architect steered clear of that pitfall by making the center hollow and installing an impressive state-of-the-art lighting system. The building also provides a treat for the ears. Visitors are gently caressed by the sound of softly flowing water as they move from shop to shop. Thanks to a lighting illusion, they can even see the water source. When viewed from above, the steps that run along the bottom levels look convincingly like a rolling blue stream. These stairs can also be turned into a stage for performances and fashion shows by flipping some switches. I don't know every nook and cranny of New York City, but I've seen enough to know that you'd be hard-pressed to find a building as pleasing to the senses as Mr. Ando's creation. And if such a place does exist, would it be maintained for months and years as cleanly and as orderly? Apologies to our friends in the Big Apple, but in view of the logistic issues faced by that city, I rather doubt it. Omotesando Hills is, at least as a structure, quite an achievement, and judging by the large numbers of people who flock to it each day, probably just the sort of facelift the area needed. That said, however, I wouldn't want to encourage Japan residents to gloat too much over it, especially when they are overseas. If you go abroad and see a well-designed piece of architecture, tell your hosts that you like it by all means. But gee, that's almost as nice as what we have, is going to make you sound like you're looking down your nose, even if that's not your intention. Arrogance is not so much the opposite of humility as it is a conspicuous deficiency of it.